and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Opening night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin last night, before the evening announcement, came out at 3:04 p.m. Truth Social. Donald J. Trump contacted and announced on his platform that he's chosen J.D. Vance, the Ohio junior U.S. senator, to be his vice president nominee to run with him November 5th. Trump Vance 2024. That's going to be the signs. That's the guy who's running. He's 39 years old. On November 5th, he will have turned 40. A new generation of leadership in the White House for 4 years will probably get Donald Trump's endorsement to run for president in 2028. After 4 years of being vice president, he'll be 44 November of 2028 running for the presidency. Getting rid of the old white guys, quote unquote, probably is going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why. His book, turned into a movie, is on Netflix. Glenn Close plays the role of his grandma. This is going to be a story that gets out by the Trump campaign. A young man in a dysfunctional family. His father abandoned the family when he was very young. Raised by an alcoholic, drug-addicted mother. Grandma stepped in and told him, "You can be whatever you want to be." In the book, he states, they called us poor. They called us backward people. They called us the Hicks. They called us white trash. Well, I called these people my friends, my family, the people I played baseball with, the people that I hung out with. In Appalachia area of southeastern Ohio, bordering Kentucky, bordering other states, West Virginia, Appalachian areas. This is who J.D. Vance is. This is how he grew up. He basically left home as a young man and enlisted in the Marines. He went on to college. He ended up going through law school, becoming an attorney, a successful businessman, and then he ran for politics, got elected. 2 years in the U.S. Senate, has relationships with Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and others. My opinion, a very smart move by Donald Trump. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. See the concrete canyons to the midtown lights where the latest neon promises are.
into the show. This a segment brought to you by the 5th Annual Pig Roast Fun Shoot and this year U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. Antrim County Conservative Union. This is the fifth one we've done. Some changes happening this year. Number one, the pork is going to be smoked by Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. He's going to start on it on Wednesday, smoke Thursday and Friday, bring it over Saturday morning in warming trays for us. We're going to have a Iron Pig Smokehouse pork dinner on Saturday, July 27th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. You have to get your tickets. We are selling out. We've got a good amount of people coming already. We're excited. Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge, is going to be there with Trump gear, music, food, and of course, my world famous carrot cake, Grandma Bishop's recipe. Text me pig. I'll text you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the instructions, the post. Donate $30 per adult, $15 for teenagers. 12 and under is free. Those kids are free. Bring them. We want to see a ton of young people. Many would say J.D. Vance is a young person in Washington, D.C. Now, I want to make sure we back the bus up a little bit. I got a couple of text messages. What's the name of his book? What was the movie? Hillbilly Elegy. It was a best-selling book, and it went on to be a movie on Netflix. As a matter of fact, he's going to be speaking at the convention, the RNC convention in Milwaukee, I believe tomorrow night, Wednesday night. So if you can, watch the movie beforehand and then hear him speak. Now, one thing you got to be informed about, back in 2016 when Donald Trump was taking on that huge field of candidates, all the people running against him. Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee, the list goes on and on and on. J.D. Vance did not like Donald Trump. And as a matter of fact, he was a never-Trumper. He did not like the way Trump treated people. He didn't like his tone. He didn't like his tweets. He didn't like anything about the man. He even called back in the day, compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. He was asked about it last night on Sean Hannity's show. You said some pretty brutal things about Donald Trump back in 2016, and Sean Hannity read it off. He read it out loud and clear. This is what you said then about Donald Trump. So what changed? J.D. Vance said after the election, when he defeated Hillary Clinton and became president, he said he was a great president. He wasn't the racist that the media portrayed him to be. He said his policies and the things that he did for this country worked. He said, basically, Donald Trump won me over. As a matter of fact, he said he went to Donald Trump and apologized for saying those horrific things about him back in 2016. You come to Donald Trump and you apologize, he forgives you. Don't worry about it. It's in the past. Fast forward to 2022, our past midterm election, Donald Trump endorsed J.D. Vance for U.S. Senate, and he won in a landslide. They kissed and made up. That's the bottom line. So if you hear people quoting J.D. Vance, things that he said back in 2016, yep, he admitted to Sean Hannity he was wrong. He said flat out on Sean Hannity's interview last night, I don't know if you saw it, he said point blank, I was wrong. Donald Trump proved me wrong. He was a great president. His policies worked. That's the only reason I agreed to accept his request, calling me, asking me to be his vice president. It was funny. He went on to say that he's got three young children, 7-year-old boy, a 4-year-old, and 2-year-old daughters. When Donald Trump called him, he thought it was the call to say, I'm sorry, I've gone with somebody else. His son was making noise in the background. J.D. Vance said, Mr. President, I'm sorry, my son's in the background here making some noise. I apologize. You know what Donald Trump said? Less than 2 days, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was what, 45 hours after he'd been shot in the ear? He said, put your son on the phone. Donald Trump took time to talk to J.D. Vance's 7-year-old son. Explained to him that he just asked his father to be his vice president. J.D. Vance said that is a memory he'll never forget. That Donald Trump took the time to talk to his 7-year-old son when he called him to tell him he was going to be his vice president pick. Now, an interesting thing came out of the convention last night. Donald Trump had a speech all written out that he had been practicing, rehearsing for Thursday night at the RNC, the closing night of the convention. He said he tore the speech up. He has completely rewritten his speech for Thursday night. He's going to be talking about love and unity. The policies will be the same. But this shooting has changed Donald Trump. We talked about it yesterday. God's divine providence having him turn his head slightly as the bullet had been fired coming towards his head. He turned to look at the Jumbotron, and it just barely clipped his ear. He had a bandage on the ear last night. I'm sure many of you saw it. But it changed him. It brought it home, the reality of how bad some people in this country want Donald Trump dead. Joe Biden was forced to do a sit-down with Lester Holt, NBC News yesterday. Lester Holt, I have to give him credit, asked Joe Biden about what he had said on July 8th to a bunch of donors, where he said, we need to stop talking about the debate. It was a bad night. We need to focus. We need to put Trump in the bullseye. Lester Holt actually asked Joe Biden that question. Well, I didn't mean shoot him. I didn't mean literally a bullseye, a target. I didn't say target. What I meant was that it was time that we need to focus on Donald Trump. Like you guys haven't been focused on Donald Trump. Right. The process, folks, is very simple. They are now forced to pull back these attack ads against Donald Trump. Why? Because if those attack ads that they had started were to continue, people would have been turned off by it. The guy was shot on Saturday, July 13th, and you're attacking him? He almost lost his life running for president of the United States to serve us, the people. Yes, with his MAGA agenda, Make America Great Again. Yes, that's right. That's what he's doing. He has picked a pro-MAGA U.S. senator to be his vice president. And I got to tell you, that sit down with Sean Hannity, where he flat out drilled him. I mean, there were some good questions. This guy, J.D. Vance, he can talk. He's good. He's logical. He comes back with a straight up answer to a direct question with a direct answer. This guy will destroy Kamala Harris on a debate stage. And one thing that's very interesting about this too, he comes from a hillbilly region of Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan. I wouldn't be surprised to see J.D. Vance here in the state of Michigan a lot. Donald Trump will come too, but J.D. will especially come. And you know where I see him going? This is interesting. If you know anything about Appalachia region, if you don't, look it up, study it. J.D. Vance is going to be going to black churches in Detroit, black churches in Chicago, black churches all across the South. Why? Because he lived and grew up with many blacks in his childhood. As a young man, he didn't see color. They were fellow poor people, sometimes skipping a meal because they didn't have enough food in the house. He relates to that population, that segment. He understands the common man. Last night was their EDA, evening of speakers. Everyday Americans, focusing on inflation and the economy. Found it interesting, one of the roving reporters that Fox News had in the crowd was going around talking to the delegates at the convention. This very pretty black woman, probably in her, I'm going to say late 20s, early 30s, had a cowboy hat on, makeup. Man, she was a pretty girl. Reporter went up to her and said, "What is your number one problem with the current president compared to Donald Trump when he was president?" You know what she said? "We need Donald Trump back in the White House. When Donald Trump was in the White House, I had money. Now I don't." One of the speakers, a model influencer, I forget her name, Amber Rose, Amber Woods, something like that. She got up and said that people are coming together. Latinas, black, Asian community are coming to this campaign because they're invited by this president. I got something to say after the bottom of the hour news that made history last night at the RNC convention. In 122 years of presidential politics, it has never happened, and it happened last night in Milwaukee. Subject I'm very well versed in. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Michigan GOP's delegation at the Republican National Convention used the spotlight during Monday's roll call vote on the party's presidential nomination to target Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. When the process reached Michigan on the opening day of the convention in Milwaukee, Delegate Ann Delisle, a Republican from Genesee County, referenced Michigan as the home of the Michigan State University Spartans, the University of Michigan Wolverines, and the gas-powered automobile.